Hola, bienvenidos de nuevo a un nuevo programa de
El Mundo. Hello and welcome to another show of El Mundo, the world. Today we're going to talk to Dr. Michael Lightman about the collapse of birth rates. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Lightman.
No le escuchamos.
We can't hear you. Dr. Lightman, thank you for the opportunity. Norma. Dr. Lightman, after the boom of that covered the entire world, actually, Europe, Asia, United States, Latin America, after the boom, the big boom in the 60s and 70s, now there are researches that show that birth rates since the 50s and until 2017 show that in the 1950s, in average, women had 4.7 children per woman. And last year, fertility rates plunged to 2.4 children per woman. Why is there such a decrease in fertility rates all around the world, Dr. Lightman? Well, we can measure this from many aspects. First of all, in past times, there were many children in families because, first of all, there wasn't any birth control, that people didn't know how to keep themselves from getting pregnant. And, you know, if someone gets pregnant, that's it, you give birth. That's one thing. Another thing is that also there was need for many more people. The more children you have, they grow up, they carry on the roles of the father and the mother. And then this way, the parents that are growing older, they have what to rely on. Where the younger generation helps the older generation. We performed many corrections in regard to this. First of all, we have a commitment only in relation to our children. And also, you have kindergartens, where sometimes we don't have to pay for, and schools. And afterwards, the grown-ups don't need children because we have our pension, we have everything. Everything's arranged in such a way that a person doesn't really need his children in order to be able to provide for himself in his days of weakness. Because if a person's ill, he goes to the hospital, he has a doctor, he doesn't really rely that much on the help of his relatives, even though that we'd really like for things to be that way, for people to help each other, but still, it's not that critical as it used to be in the past. This is the second thing. The third thing is that there is a situation in which we choose. We can choose, boy or girl, to give birth, not to give birth. Medicine is in a situation, is in a state nowadays where it can allow us to choose. Do we want children, don't we, and so on. Meaning we're already becoming more scrutinized about this, besides we're big egoists. And I'm already thinking, should I have a child? Shouldn't I? Maybe not. Maybe in a year or two. We'll see how things go. Also, people don't want to get married altogether. What for? I don't need it. There's an entire generation that say that they don't want to get married. We don't even want to sex. We don't even want to sex that they have a different attitude toward these things. And you know, it really limits you from traveling, having good time. Why close myself at home for 20, 30 years to raise children that later on won't even look at me? Meaning there are such calculations here where the parents that are egoists and the children that are egoists don't need each other. And so, no wonder that there's a decrease in all of this. And in our generation, we might reach a state where we are incapable of completing the previous generation. In order not to decrease the numbers, in order for the number of people in the world not to plunge, every woman has to give birth to 2.2 children. And we're not meeting that anymore. Besides those places where they have the desire for more children, 3 and even 4, but we're reaching a state where people don't want to have children, and I don't think that it's that bad. Because in the past 100 years, we've climbed from 2 to 8 billion people. So all in all, it's not that bad if the numbers decrease a bit, even though that our planet can support many people. Still, I don't see a need for so many people. Norma, in the United States, maybe they postpone it a bit. Statistics show that 48% of women aged 18 to 44 are still not mothers. There's a different ratio between the developing and the developed countries. How can we explain that in the developing countries there's a higher birth rate than in the more advanced countries? Isn't it supposed to be the other way around? Dr. Lightman, no? What for? A woman is at home one way or another. She has to raise her children. The man is at work, and she raises the children. That's how it is. That's like it used to be. But in developing countries, a woman goes to her job, she wants a career, she wants education, she wants many things, and therefore, that's how it is. They don't want to give birth. I'm familiar with so many couples, that even couples, that don't want children. Why? What for? We're well off as is. Norma, that's what happens in Europe too. I'll give an example. In Spain, the percent of the birth rate decreased by 30% in a decade, lowest since 1942. Meaning, in relation to this phenomenon, not only Spain, but in all of Europe, what do you think? The low birth rates, can they influence society, and in what way? You know, the population is growing older. Dr. Layton, so what? So, the older people are established, settled down, they have money. They can arrange people to help them. I'm not concerned with the older population, with older people. There are enough young people that can take care of older people, being paid for it. In this generation where there are many elderly people but that don't have children, they'll know how to help themselves. Norma, how do you see the future of the world in this regard? Dr. Lightman, I don't see any problem in humanity. Again, we'll plunge to 2-3 billion people. And so what? We don't have to run around. There are many machines that will help us. Instead of people, technology, robots are developing. I don't see a problem with that. What do we need a few more billions for? What for? Just to sit around, eat, work, and what? What do we have as a result? I don't see a need. Meaning, there has to be some kind of higher need than for a person to simply be alive. What kind of fruit does he give? What's the use? Suppose a cow gives milk. A person, he lives, and what does he give? He serves others, and others serve others, and so on and so forth. What's the use? What's the use in a person's life if he doesn't give anyone anything and no one needs him? The wisdom of Kabbalah talks about the correction of the world, the correction of the ego. So the question is, does the number of people, the world population, does it have any meaning, or it's not a matter of quantity but only quality? Dr. Lightman, there is a connection, you're right, there is, but it's something that you can also do with less people than what we have now. It's not that much of a problem. I don't think that we really have to be worried about this, because life will arrange us in such a way that the number of people in the world will grow, or to the contrary, the better we are, the less people we need, the worse we are, the Norma, this is exactly what I wanted to understand. What's the connection between the number of people and the correction of the world? Dr. Lightman, it says about this, when wicked sleep, it's good for them and good for the world. If they're bad people, better let them sleep. Same thing here. If we'll be good, even if you have another 20 billion people in the world, things are going to be good, and we'll be happy about all of these things because we'll be corrected and we'll treat each other favorably. If we'll be bad, then the less people there are, it's better for the planet and nature and everything. Norma, and in the current circumstances, is it worthwhile, is it good to have children? Dr. Lightman, it depends on how are you planning to raise them. If you're going to raise them for them to be good toward the world, to tell everyone about the purpose of creation, the meaning of life, how to make our life better, the more children you have, the better. But if they will not act this way in relation to humanity, what's the use? Their life is, if so, useless. Norma, if so, how can we summarize the topic of our show? Let's have children, but furthermore, let's care not only for our children, but about how do we raise them, that it will be beneficial for everyone. Very interesting. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Until our next show, all the best. Dr. Lightman, thank you.